Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, October 1st, 2024. Have your host, James, here with you. And right now, we are joined by some good friends of ours. We have Baxter Arndt, Camp and Sports Director over at the Southland County YMCA. Baxter, good to have you with us again.
Good to be here, James.
And Audrey Day is with us, Membership Director over at the Southland County YMCA. Audrey, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate the time from both of you. I want to say a big thank you not only to our friends at the Southland County YMCA, but of course our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring this segment, giving us an opportunity to do a deep dive on our why and get to know all the great things going on in this month of October and everything. And I want to actually kick off with one of the more signature events at the Y, the Live Strong Alumni Reunion that is going to be taking place.
Yeah, so the last day to sign up is today, actually. It's for anybody that was a cancer survivor, currently dealing with cancer. It's a great program that, you know, is always happening, but the reunion is bringing everybody together that's been a part of the program over all the years. It's been around since 2013, actually. Mm-hmm. But this reunion is going to be hosted at our Camp Alexander. There's going to be lunch, raffles, the fellowship, and a free t-shirt, as well as a guest speaker, Stacy Ryan, who is an author and a podcaster, surviving cancer themselves. Mm. And this is going to be on Thursday, October 17th from 12 to 3, and it is completely free. But make sure if you want to sign up, you have to sign up today. So call or come into the Y, and we can help you with that.
Stacy is an amazing writer and human being and a wonderful speaker. Her energy is just palpable. Having her a part of this event is a great idea. This is also a topic that while I, just about anybody out there, we've all either had somebody or we have dealt with cancer ourselves. When it comes to having cancer or something, only those going through it or have gone through it can really relate. So having that fellowship part of this is the lunch, the raffles, the free t-shirt, Stacy being there is wonderful. That have opportunity for fellowship is just beautiful. And to have it at Camp Alexander is a perfect place to have it as well.
Yeah, I know. We might as well showcase our camp that we have.
Yeah, yeah. again, this is happening real soon, Thursday, October 17th, 12 to 3. So as Audrey mentioned, today is the final day to register. If they want to do that, Audrey, how can they?
Yeah, so to register, just call the YMCA, 715-818-9622, or come into the Y and we can help you get registered. We just ask a couple questions and that's it.
Yeah, and get you signed up and we'll get you to be a part of this event. Again, this is a really strong and great event. Want to thank Aspire Survey Foundation for sponsoring it as well. Appreciate them doing that and supporting our community and supporting our strong members of our community. That's going to be a good event. I imagine that's going to be very meaningful for them.
Yeah, and anybody that wants to join that group too, Brittany Board that actually hosts that and runs it, she's amazing. I've only heard great things, yeah. Even though I've only been here a month. but yeah, I think.
Yeah, Brittany's great.
Yeah, everybody should call or come in and learn more about it.
I should also journalistically mention that I am obsessed and crazy about Halloween. I love Halloween. So I've been waiting to dive into this with you, Audrey, because you guys do Halloween right over there at the Y. You guys really go all out.
Yeah, I think I can't remember how many people showed up last year. How many people do you think it was?
They said 200 to 300.
I think it was even close to a thousand.
There were so many people.
Like
they're just starting to leave now. They're just now starting to leave.
They got lost in the haunted house. Yep. Never took it down. It's still
a blast.
There.
It was a blast. It was a good time.
And ghosts of theirs.
You guys not only have a Halloween event there, but you have a October spooky bingo, a bunch of different things going on. Where would you like to start?
Yeah, so we can touch on the Halloween at the Y. So yeah, this is a huge event. It's completely free, just with the donation of a non-perishable food item. So last year, we actually donated 700 pounds of food.
That is
so
awesome.
So this is huge. And just because we get so many people for this. But yeah, there's games, prizes, costume contest, face painting, haunted house in our Boys and Girls Club, which I will be able to decorate.
Oh, that'd cool.
Be fun.
Oh, that's
arts and crafts, photo booth. It's just a lot of fun. A lot of kids and adults. I've seen it briefly last year when I was around. I'm sure Baxter, if you want to talk any more about it.
Well, I was just going to mention that in addition to all this, it can't be possible without our volunteers. And one of the things that we talk about on a daily basis is how much they impact the Y. So if you're interested in volunteering for either setup or for the haunted house or Halloween at the Y in any fashion, you can contact any one of us at the Y. We will get you in touch with the right person. But we always need help, and we're happy and thankful for our volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we wrap up, we'll get that out there again about all calls on volunteers. We had the McMillan Library in earlier, and we were talking with Catherine a little bit about this, and it's come up with some other organizations too. This seems to be more and more the way we're going as a society and how we celebrate Halloween. We do it more so in events. It's not, kids are still bopping around and going door to door, but these are becoming more and more of the events families are comfortable with, and in part because families get to do it together. And having that and that happen. And that is awesome. That's wonderful. I love, especially when you see the family Halloween themes where everybody's dressed up as a member of the Simpsons or something like that. That's always fun to see.
I want to be Homer Simpson.
Make a good Homer. Make a good one. I love the photo booth idea. I wish I was a kid again and they had that kind of stuff when we were kids and everything, the photo booth. It's a great idea. But one thing I do want to touch on, and I think that the Boys and Girls Club do this maybe better than anybody in our community when it comes to teaching kids and giving kids good examples. And hey, here's a free event. All we got to bring is a non-perishable food item because there's families out there that could use this. Yeah. So while they're also going in to have a good time, they're seeing mom, dad, their guardian, whoever it might be, dropping off this non-perishable food item. Well, what's that for? And then they find out about that. So they're going in and they're associating that with a good time. And they're combining these. Oftentimes we have these events and they're needed and important, but they can be pretty serious. They can be pretty heavy and everything. And that can be a lot on a little mind.
Yeah.
Here is an event where they're going into it to have fun. They're in their costume. They're all set and ready. And they're learning something at the same time. They're learning some empathy at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful idea and a fun event.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the YMCA is a nonprofit. We are literally all about strengthening our community. What's our motto? youth development, sustainability, all that stuff.
Youth development for healthy living and social responsibility.
There you go. Yeah.
Did I get that right? Did I get that right?
Yeah, oh, well,
I've been doing this interview for a while here and everything. So, but it's also noteworthy, and it's noteworthy because you guys are an example of this. Every time you're in with us, every time we talk about the Y, I don't have to memorize it. It happens almost all every day in this community with what the Y does and the outreach that the reach that it has. This is just another example of it. This is going to be a fun one. And what are the dates and times for this, Audrey?
Yeah, so this is Friday, October 25th from 5:30 to 8. Also, if anybody has any kind of candy that they want to donate for our event, because we have so many kids that show up, you can come and drop that by. It would be greatly appreciated. Volunteering candy.
Volunteering candy, any of the above. If you have any other questions, it looks like you can contact Stephanie for this.
Yep. Contact Stephanie.
You can reach her at 715-818-6012, 818-6012, or slund@swcymca.org, slund@swcymca.org. The October Spooky Bingo, this looks interesting. What is that? What is going on with this one?
Yeah, so our healthy living director, Jacob, he had put this together to try to get people motivated to try new things and like explore the Y more. So there's a bingo sheet that you can pick up at the front starting today. And there's raffles that are going to be, there's like gift baskets that are going to be given away. Which will be announced on Friday, October 25th, actually, the day of our Halloween at the Y. But the spooky bingo, you know, anywhere from like try a new group fitness class to swim in a lap in a pool to follow us on Instagram, you can get up to 5 raffle tickets to put in one of our 2 raffle boxes for one of the prizes. So just another fun event to get people talking. There's also some like socialization on there, you know, talking to new people that you haven't met before and all that. So it's just fun. You can get up to 5 tickets to win it, and you got a good chance depending on how many people do it.
That's really, really really, really cool. I'm a little focused on a couple of them here. The 10 minutes in a hot tub or sauna. That one seems yeah. very interesting. And Baxter, if you can just give him this little Nux, all right. I gave someone a fist bump. So that's I can right. check that one off right there. I can check. Thank you, Baxter. Well, you can yeah. check that off
that's
too.
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'd like to see you check off the one that says sign in before 7 a.m. too.
Oh.
Ooh. Nicely done.
I know you're on the afternoon show, but that means you got your mornings free, right?
Right, right.
Spooky.
It is a fun idea too, man. This is a great idea. You can check this out right at the front desk. Pick up one, and people love bingo. People love bingo. This is going to be a really popular one, I can imagine. Pick up your bingo card at the front desk and enjoy the holiday, everybody.
And one more thing: every time you do get a bingo stop at the front desk, you'll get a couple pieces of candy, I believe.
Yeah, some candy involved. Some chocolate, I'm not
just
sure.
Just encouragement. Yeah. If you're already knocking those ones off the list, you'll get your free space, you get four more, and you win some candy.
Speaking of great notes, man, and speaking of great things and candy and celebrating, we'd like to remind the audience, too, that you guys can celebrate your special day, your holiday, your birthday parties over at the Y. The Y, I've known some people to do this. They have a great time with it. You guys do a great job hosting these.
Yeah, so we have two different kind of birthday parties that we do. There's the pool parties and then our Adventure Center parties. So our Adventure Center is more for, I think, kids 3 to 12, but it's a big, like, jungle gym area, and younger kids are welcome in there, too, because there's, like, a lot of activities for the little toddlers and whatnot, but that's a fun spot. And then, of course, our pool, we have, you know, some cool, like, water falling structure things, and kids just love coming to swim, especially in the winter. If you want to come and swim and have a pool party, this is a great place to do it. Pretty affordable prices too, which if you're interested, you can contact Stephanie at the Y or just contact anybody. They'll be able to give you more information on that, but just a fun place to have a birthday party.
Especially when you're looking for different ways to kind of change things up a little bit, or you have a child that has a winter birthday or something like you noted there.
Oh, I have a winter birthday, so I understand.
Same here. Yeah, same here. So, yeah, I immediately the first thing I thought of was like, oh, man, this has been great when I was a kid. The pool party especially. Both of them sound like a lot of fun, and I know that your little one is going to enjoy it. Reach out to our Y and find out more about this Adventure Center party or the pool party that you can have over at our local Y. Audrey, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Great stuff today. Really appreciate
definitely.
Everything.
And I just wanted to go over to so our fall hours starting today. So Monday through Friday, we're going to be open from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Saturdays, we are open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Sundays are now open again from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then another thing to touch base on. So we are in need of any kind of lifeguard. So anybody that's interested in lifeguarding at the Y, please contact us. I believe we have a job listing still posted through Indeed. We have a lifeguard course for anybody that is interested in becoming a lifeguard. That happens at our Y from November 8th through 10th for ages 15 and older. And if you become an employee at the Y, you actually get that cost reimbursed. And if you can't afford it, there's ways that they can work with you.
Yeah. And especially to people out there, you seniors in high school, some of you out there, juniors, this could look great on a college resume. It's something that looks really good on there. It's another great way of impacting your community and also getting in the water a little bit and having some fun. That's a great event. Lifeguards, volunteers, we'll be talking on those and the need of those before we wrap up. Did want to get to you, Baxter. Baxter Arndt, camp and sports director with our Southfield County YMCA. Fall sports kicking into gear.
Yeah, we're just finishing up fall one of our youth sports, and we're starting fall two in a couple of weeks. We're doing some fun new stuff. Pickleball, which we've tried in the past. We had a few participants, but it's really picking up. It's ramping up, and there's nothing more fun than being able to play against your child. So,
yeah, absolutely.
100%. So we'll teach them how to play, and hopefully they can beat you. But so we've got that for anywhere from our kindergartners to our sixth graders, age-appropriate groups. But that's on Tuesdays. We also have a great micro sports program. These are our most popular. So we're going to do a multi-sport one where they'll learn each time they come in, they'll learn a different sport or at least the basics, or maybe it's their first time touching a football or shooting a basketball or playing any variety of sports. And then we've also got one that's just called Games and Races, and it's exactly what it sounds like. That's 15 to 30 kids screaming, running, having the time of their lives, scooter races, relay races, tag games, kind of getting their feet underneath them, learning how to not fall over and cry. It's a great time.
Yeah.
But that's one of my favorites to lead is these micro sports. The 3 to 5 year olds, they have the best time in the world.
They're some of the best energy to be around too. It's contagious. You really can't help it. And the idea of them getting a chance to learn these things and pick them up, you don't know where a spark can happen. Mm-hmm. You know, whether they find a spark or a love for sports or not, it not only gets the energy out of them, gets them outside, but gets them to enjoy being in those things and finding out a little bit more of this or that or any of that.
Yeah, and one of the biggest things, I mean, sports are great, but we have noticed that the real value that comes out of it is socialization, and your kids get to meet other kids their age. They may have never played with them before. They'll make a connection because they both ran into each other and fell over, or they're kicking a soccer ball back and forth, and they'll be best friends for life, but that's something that we really value at the Y is the socialization of our youth.
When I was a kid, my dad was so into sports and so wanting me to be into sports and was a hockey player, a boxer, all this stuff. And I remember him being so adamant about learning the rules of the game and the way to play the game. And the biggest thing that he wanted me to pick up on was at the end of the game, people shaking hands and the sportsmanship of it. And so much of what I learned growing up had nothing to do with wins and losses.
Right.
Most of these kids statistically are not going to go on to play professional sports. But one of the things they will pick up on are people skills, like you touched on there, and working with others, communication, cooperation, and just having a good time, just having fun. Like these sports, sports give kids that opportunity.
And good sportsmanship.
So. Yeah, it goes a long way. It's life lessons that they can take into other fields and other things, along with just having fun and getting outside and getting some energy out of their system and maybe being a little bit more tired when you get them mom and dad.
Yeah.
Maybe. The one-day volleyball clinic is also a great feature that you guys offer.
Yeah, so we ran that last year, and it was phenomenal. Stephanie Lund ran it last year. I believe she's running it again this year. It's a good opportunity for those going into high school, those middle school age kids even our elementary school kids who just want to learn how to play. And these clinics are valuable because sometimes a 30-minute, 45-minute practice really isn't doing it. The clinics touch on everything from the basics of how to move the ball to how to move on the court. And they're centered around what you need to focus on, not so much the team aspect of things. So we like running these clinics because it's individual development instead of trying to form a team development. You're always working on your weaknesses instead of your team's, which then as you move on to a team in whatever aspect, you get to, I guess, have a leg up.
We talked before, you and I, about the rise of pickleball and everything over the last handful of years. Volleyball has had a real resurgence and has really been brought back a lot into not only the public eye, but into a lot of people sports entertainment, just taking in not only women's athletics, but taking in volleyball a lot more, especially on the college level and everything.
You know, I've actually noticed that even with my nephew, who, I mean, like a young boy that just randomly got into volleyball because all of his friends were.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, cool. Because I used to play volleyball in club. Right on. And now it's like coming back. And I'm like, yeah, I want to see more.
My mom and her sisters are very big volleyball players in school and everything and learned a lot about it growing up. And it's so cool to see. I'm with you. It's so cool to see where it's going and everything. And the rise of it. It's great. So this is a great way to learn a little bit more about the sport and get your kids involved with it. And while I mentioned pickleball or the rise of volleyball, one thing that has stayed steady over the years is cornhole. That is as popular as it's ever been. It's a fun one. You got it on ESPN 15 or whatever. I mean, they've got cornhole tournaments online on TV now and stuff.
It's crazy. Unfortunately, we're not sponsored by Baked Beans, but if we were, this would be the biggest tournament in Southwood County.
Yeah, definitely.
But yes, we're running a cornhole tournament on October 13th. That's a Sunday, starting at noon. The cost is $20 for a team of two, and we have prizes for our top three teams. We are looking for more teams to enter. There's no age requirement or restriction, so check out the cornhole tournament. If you are curious or you want to learn more about it, you can contact myself, Baxter Arndt, at well, at the Y, you can ask for me, or you can send me an email, arndt@swcymca.org. But yeah, cornhole tournament. What's not to love?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to that. Get your teams together, everybody, and find out more by going to swcymca.org. We'll get that information out again before we wrap up. Was there anything else you all wanted to touch on before we let you go?
Yeah, so it's actually Spirit Week this week. As you know, I'm wearing a shirt. I shall not name the team. But tomorrow...
It's a Bears shirt. An organization, we're not proud of our membership director.
Nobody needs to know.
I would like to put out there that the Packers had a great second half this week, and I'm very disappointed in Audrey today for wearing a Bears shirt.
I support you, Audrey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I came from a Bears
She's
household.
She's walking back to the Y after
this. Yeah. So tomorrow is Red, White, and Blue Day. So anything red, white, and blue. Thursday is Decades Day.
Cool.
So support a different decade. And then Friday is Pajamas or Flannel Day. So we try to have we have all the staff participate, but we want all of our members to participate as well. So if you come into the Y, try to remember which day you're coming in on and dress up.
Yeah, yesterday was Crazy Hair Day, and the members actually took over. They did a great job.
I can only imagine. Yeah, those are great themes, great ideas, too. And it just makes going to the Y that much more fun and more enjoyable. Take into Y their... While we've had a lot of fun talking about the last couple of 20 minutes, a lot of great things, we haven't even scratched the surface, everybody. There are so many great events and so many different things available for you at your local Y. Find out more about it. And as Baxter mentioned earlier, we're looking for volunteers. And as Audrey was talking about, looking for lifeguards, any of the above. If you'd like to find out more information, encourage you to go to swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to not only keep up to date and everything going on, but share these things, and you just never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise. So be sure to support your local Y and all the great work that they are doing. If people need to reach out to either of you individually, Audrey, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can either call me directly. I mean, I'm transferred right over actually from the front desk, or they can email me at day@swcymca.org to get a hold of me for anything membership related or questions about things.
Thank you, Audrey. And Baxter?
Yeah, my end of things, if you want to get a hold of me, you can contact me via email at arndt@swcymca.org or 715-818-6010. Again, I'm in charge of sports and camps, so if you have questions on either of those, I'm your person. Otherwise, we can direct you to the one you're looking for or give you the information you might need.
I appreciate you both. Thank you so much for the time. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks,
James.
And a big thank you to our friends at Tri-City Services. Appreciate them. Buy local, support local, everybody. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.